AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. British, French, and German leaders met in London with President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of European support for Kyiv at what they called a critical moment in the U.S.-led effort to end Russia's war in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron is there.
Well, I think the main issue is a convergence between our common positions, Europeans and Ukrainians, and the U.S. to finalize these peace negotiations and re-engage a new phase in the best possible conditions for Ukraine, for the Europeans, and for our collective security.
In an exchange with reporters last night, President Trump appeared frustrated with Zelensky, claiming the Ukrainian leader hasn't yet read the proposal. President Trump's former personal attorney, Alina Haba, says she's resigning as acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. The decision comes after an appeals court disqualified her for the job. The Supreme Court is signaling support for President Trump's power over independent agencies to be able to fire people. Chief Justice John Roberts says the 90-year-old ruling known as Humphrey's executor now serves no purpose.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says allowing the president to fire independent agency board members would rob the agencies of vital expertise.
Having a president come in and fire all the scientists and the doctors and the economists and the PhDs and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything is actually not in the best interest of the citizens of the United States.
A White House official says President Trump is planning a $12 billion aid package for farmers who've been struggling to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs. The move comes after the president raised tariffs on China as part of a broader trade war. Israeli police forcibly entered a United Nations agency compound for Palestinian refugees in East Jerusalem. This is AP News. A court clerk who helped out with Alex Murdaugh's murder trial pleads guilty.
Former South Carolina court clerk Becky Hill has pleaded guilty to showing sealed court exhibits to a photographer and lying about it in court. She's now been sentenced to 3 years of probation. Hill was in charge of taking care of the jury, overseeing exhibits, and helping the judge during Murdaugh's six-week trial that ended with murder convictions for killing his wife and son. Hill also faced misconduct charges for taking bonuses and promoting a book she wrote about the trial. Her actions have become a focal point in Murdaugh's appeal of his murder convictions and a sentence of life without parole. His lawyers say Hill tried to influence jurors to vote guilty and that she was biased against Murdaugh for her book. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.